It's 2 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Serena Adamo with Kimberly Nanskeville and Caitlin Ford. It's 21 degrees with a chance of showers outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Drugstores will begin charging for home delivery on Monday. Krish Bosch may be leaving the Raptors. And reports say Kate Hudson has emphasized her appearance. Now here's to our top story. A North York school was evacuated this morning after police busted a home drug lab across the street. Dawnview Middle School has been closed because of the risk of chemicals found inside the home near Don Valley Parkway and York Mills Road. A bomb squad is on site waiting for the children to evacuate so they could remove large amounts of marijuana, cocaine, and chemicals used to produce crystal meth. Rexall, PharmaPlus, and Shoppers Drug Mart shoppers will notice increased home delivery charge effective Monday. The increased costs and shorter store hours are affecting 250 Ontario stores. Independent pharmacists put out advertisements urging consumers to rally against the province's plan to cut $750 million in revenues. Pharmacists believe by agreeing to these cuts, store revenues will be lost, services cut, and stores may be closed for good. However, Health Minister Deb Matthews has hinted that the $100 million will be added to pharmacists' salaries. Plenty of folks and their families were relocated from Regent Park for a revitalization project. Each building is being rebuilt in hopes of a newer, better community. Though many residents assumed the efforts were hopeless, Toronto Housing says the rebuilding has proven to be a success. Clarissa Pessoa reports.
Plenty of folks and their families were relocated from Regent Park for a revitalization project. Each building is being rebuilt in hopes of a newer, better community. Though many residents assumed the efforts were hopeless, Toronto Housing says the rebuilding has proven to be a success. Clarissa Pessoa reports. Bulldozers and jackhammers are a daily fixture at Parliament in Dundas. With Phase 1 of the Regent Park revitalization just completed, Dalmida says Phase 2 has begun. She says most residents are responding to the new buildings in a positive way.
There's a mix in all of the rental buildings of rent-geared income housing and affordable rental housing. So the rent-geared income housing is reserved for Regent Park residents who used to live in the old buildings. Obviously, there's been great demand from tenants who want to return to a new building.
Dalmida says even the market rent units are being booked.
We actually have also had very good success renting out the affordable market unit. I think the building is fully rented out. I think all the market rent units are already filled up.
As the hopes for a successful development are being fulfilled, Dalmida says other old housing complexes in the city may undergo revitalization in the near future. Clarissa Pessoa, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Toronto is switching gears for the summer to increase the number of cyclists among the city. City Hall is looking to put bike lanes against the medians along University Avenue. The three-month project involves removing one northbound and one southbound lane between Richmond Street West and Wellesley Street West and allocating them to protected bicycle lanes. If all runs smoothly, similar projects may be enforced along other popular cycling routes in the city. And where there's smoke, there's a volcano. Some Canadian travelers have been grounded due to the eruption of a volcano beneath Iceland's glacier on Wednesday. The ash consists of bits of sand, rock, and glass, which impairs visibility and damages engines. Flights to London, Paris, and Frankfurt have been canceled until further notice, and it may be several days before the ash completely clears from the skies. This is the second time the volcano has erupted in the last month. The eruptions are caused by separating tectonic plates, causing a hot spot to form underneath the ice. Now here's Kim with the news from the world of sports.
Thanks, Serena, and hi, everyone. Well, the Raptors may have one more loss to endure before the season is over. Chris Bosch's contract expires this summer, and many think he'll be bidding Toronto farewell. The star forward has been off the court for over a week after a straight elbow broke his face and nose, but he's still come out on top. Bosch ended the season as the franchise leader in points and rebounds. He hasn't said he'll leave the Raptors, but other comments leave fans wondering. Bosch says he's been playing for 7 years, and it's time to start thinking about winning because he doesn't have much time left on the court. And in high school basketball, a high-profile boys' championship is underway. Sir Robert L. Borden Falcons will face off against the Stephen Leacock Lions in their quarterfinal match today. And as Observer Radio's Joseph Jacobson reports, both coaches say their teams have what it takes to make it to the finals.
As the quarterfinal match looms, both teams want to overcome last season's disappointments. Leacock coach Fraser McCullough says beating Borden is just the first step to make the provincial tournament, known as OFSA.
We have our goal, and obviously our number one goal is to make OFSA, and that whether or not that's realistic, you know, we don't really care. That's what we want, and I'm sure Borden, that's their number one goal. So their thing stand in our way, number one, is to get the cities, but also to move to the next level as far as playoffs go with these regions.
For his part, Borden coach Donovan Smith says his team this year has to regain past school glory.
We're looking forward to trying to get to the final. We were there 2 years ago.
Although observers say Borden has bigger and more skilled athletes, Smith says he doesn't underestimate Leacock. They did beat Borden the last time the two teams met.
We look at Leacock and say, oh, it's a bunch of young kids, looking wild, looking great basketball. But now we've got to come better.
And while the Raps may be bidding adieu, the Leafs are saying hello to a familiar face. Leafs president and general manager Brian Burke announced Thursday the team has re-signed Jonas the Monster Gustafsson. The new contract means the Swedish goaltender will be in the net for another 2 years. The deal is estimated at just under $1.5 million a year. Gustafsson made his NHL debut last year and has proved himself valuable. He tied a club record for most consecutive wins for a rookie goalie. Gustafsson has also been given the nod for the 2010 World Championships in Germany. Joining him are fellow Leafs Christian Hansen and Francois Beauchemin. Baseball fans, look out for the Jays sweeping back into the Rogers Centre tonight. Tonight's game is the opener of a four-game set against the Los Angeles Angels. Standing at the pitcher's mound will be right-handed Sean Markham. Markham is the team's number one starter. He went 6 innings with only 2 runs in Sunday's game against the Orioles. Third baseman Edwin Encarnacion and second baseman Aaron Hill will both be missing from the field. Hill is still nursing a sore hamstring and won't be back until April 23rd. Encarnacion is out with a sore right arm. The game starts at 7:07 tonight. And the Jays may be through spring training, but some Canadians are just getting into winter. Skiing and snowboarding events all across Canada have seen a spike in participation since the Vancouver Olympics. No figures are available, but attendance suggests Canadians are trying events they watched. There is particular interest in events in which Canada brought home gold. The Canadian Snowboard Federation and Bobsleigh Canada Skeleton both say they answer several calls a day from people wanting to get involved in their sport. The Paralympics also piqued interest of aspiring athletes, bringing in calls from people wanting to try sledge hockey. The Canadian Freestyle Ski Association is taking advantage of the spotlight. They altered their Jumps and Bumps program to focus on skill development of children 8 years and up. And that's all for sports. Stay with us because Caitlin will have entertainment news after the break.
How would you like to save dollars while serving your family the best in beef, pork, chicken, and lamb? Sounds impossible. Well, it isn't. If you own a home freezer and buy your meats from a wholesaler called Bezzy's Meat Locker, hundreds of families have discovered that it actually costs less to serve prime ribs, steaks, and chops than it does to scrimp along on bargain hamburgers and tough cuts. The secret? Buy your meat in quality from Compezzi's. Imagine 100 pounds of prime beef steaks and roast for less than $3 a pound. Save even more purchasing a quarter of a side with every side of beef. Compezzi throws in 20 pounds of chicken, 10 pounds of bacon, a leg of spring lamb, absolutely free. If you don't own a freezer, Compezzi's will get you started in style. Buy any of their 300-pound freezers and Compezzi's will give you a freezer for meat festivals, even frozen gourmet casseroles, all free with the purchase of a new freezer. Prices for freezers start at $399, and terms can be arranged. Beat the high cost of living, come into Compezzi's and see which plan is best for your family. Compezzi's has 2 locations, in Lakeport Shopping Center and downtown at 1338 5th Street.
Good afternoon, Tinseltown gossip lovers. I'm Caitlin, and here's today's entertainment news. Babiak launched his new novel entitled Toby, A Man, at the East York Dora Coeg Pub with a small gathering of fans. Director Roma Spencer says the play will help Canadians understand the modern importance of Black History Month. Observer Radio News' Jacqueline DeLange reports.
Thank you. Canadian novelist Todd Babiak knows it's hard to be a man. He says his new novel, entitled Toby, a Man, shows how some men choose their careers over family and regret it later on.
Someone like Toby who thinks of himself 100% through his job and his status in the community, I think it's more painful than it might be for most of us who have a support network. He really doesn't. He's his only support network because he's really the only one he cares about and loves in the opening part of the book.
National Post writer Ron Nerwesaw interviewed Babiak at the launch. Nerwesaw says that he and other young men suffer because they don't have the same family obligations that previous generations had.
When my friends' dads, when they were my age, in their late 20s, they were working jobs, they were married, they had kids, they had a mortgage to deal with. And, you know, here we are living in this very kind of like free state. We can do whatever we want, and sometimes it's empty.
Babiak himself struggled to manage both his family and his work throughout his career. But writing Toby, a Man, allowed him to take care of both.
When my children were 3 months old, 4 months old, their favorite things in life were to be read to. And as soon as they started talking, their first words were, read to me, read to me, read to me. I'm so glad to be working in the novel form. Nothing makes me happier.
Boys in Toronto can take a page from Babiak's book and learn how to become a man. Jacqueline Delange, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Mr. Playboy himself is speaking out about the recent string of celebrities who blame sex addiction for their affairs. Hugh Hefner told AskMen.com that he thinks the term is a cop-out. He said, quote, "I think sex addiction is a convenient phrase for what is really an obsession. Sex is not like a drug or alcohol. It doesn't affect the physicality in the same way. But it can become very obsessive. Neurotic people can do foolish things. People make choices. People who cheat do it because they think they can get away with it." End quote. Good for you, Hef. I happen to agree. Man up, celebrity men. Ricky Martin's sexual orientation was the worst-kept secret in Hollywood. Possibly the best-kept secret? Canadian singer Rufus Wainwright says he has a hunch that 50 Cent is gay. Wainwright said, quote, "I love 50 Cent. I think he's just the sexiest and a brilliant writer, and I know he's gay." Asked how he can be so sure, he said that cute little voice of his, "It's okay, 50 Cent, feel free to call me anytime. My boyfriend and I are experts. You can come over for dinner and maybe a little dessert." 50 Cent has not publicly addressed this matter. Before and after photos of Kate Hudson's apparent boob job have popped up on the web this week. It's reported that she underwent breast augmentation last month. Unlike some of her celebrity counterparts, she opted for a smaller size and an overall more natural look. An exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art has patrons unable to keep their hands to themselves. The show is a compilation of past performance piece reenactments of artist Marina Abramovic, many of which are done in the nude. One of the performers has cited three instances so far of people being removed from the gallery for what the museum guards are calling inappropriate touching. Just as creepy, some of the patrons have gone so far as to track specific performers down on Facebook. But not all of the audience members are bizarre. Some kindly whisper thank you or do little jigs that have the stoic performers cracking up. The artists describe the MoMA experience as making them feel simultaneously more vulnerable and more empowered. And that's all the news and entertainment for today. Now back to Serena for the wrap.
Thanks, Caitlin. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on our website at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observio Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great weekend.